Welcome to Madness.
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
Welcome to the Madness Castle!
The fever, the madness!
Madness? What sort of madness?
There's always a method to my madness.
There's a method to my madness.
Thank you, and hello, dear friends, and welcome to this potpourri of mirth and madness.
This madness has to stop.
No, I disagree. The madness has to start. Let's do it now with Random Overflow 2.0. Welcome to the show, Andrea. You look very beautiful and radiant, as always. Today and every day. You looking good? How you doing?
Okay, how about you?
Good. How are the chickens doing over at the farm?
Just fine.
They're doing just fine. We got some work done today. It's finally warm enough to where we could run the hose out to the chicken coop so you don't have to haul those buckets back and forth. I know, because that's something that your mom said that she hates doing. She also helps out at the farm, too. And there's a lot of work involved with chicken farming.
There is. Lots.
All right. We are live on Facebook. If you would like to send us a message, facebook.com/randomoverflow. We'll read your message on the air. I know Dale sent a message that he was checking in. He's one of our long time, really good listeners, and he was posting all kinds of really cool pictures from Florida, where he went with his family. He was right on the beach, and it just looked like he was having the time of his life. So, Dale, making us all real jealous. I brought in one of my favorite things today. You hate this stuff. You say it tastes like
chalk,
or I've been told they taste like Tums. But they're the Necco, or is it Necco? N-E-C-C-O. It's the original candy. I've been told by somebody that it's the first candy ever invented. So I like it.
And now, serving the universe now.
And I have news for everybody.
From random locations all over the world.
It's the show that everyone has been waiting for.
We'll take the stage
live and in person.
This is Random Overflow.
The flow of information.
With DJ Roberts.
And Andrea, you know something that we haven't talked about in quite a while?
What is that?
My trips to the hospital. I go to the hospital quite often. You know, I'm very accident prone. And being very accident prone, but it wasn't me in the hospital this week. I'm not going to say, don't worry. I'm not going to say exactly what you were in there for, but I do want to share. You had a pretty substantial procedure. I think it was substantial. What did they have to knock you out at substantial? You know, so did they tell you to, like, shut your eyes and count backwards from 100?
No, they just said have a nice sleep.
Have a good sleep. Good night, night.
Yep.
And they didn't let me come back in the room as you were getting prepped.
Nope.
They kept me far away.
That's good, because you have a fear of needles. You probably would have passed out.
Oh, I hate needles. I would have been having, they would have had to bring me down to trauma because I would have seen the needle that they stuck in your arm.
You would end up in the ER for that.
Yeah. No, but I go to the hospital a lot, and you were the one at the ER. So I'm happy that, or not ER, but hospital. I'm happy everything's going great, and everything turned out well with that. But you said you're going back to the hospital. This week.
Two times.
So you're getting put under again?
Yep.
This one's not as, I guess, serious, right? This one's
getting
kind of
my nerves burned in my back.
Oh, so you're... I didn't want to mention that.
That's okay.
But no, because I just... but that's okay to talk about. So tell me about that. How does that work? The getting your nerves burned. It seems like it's got to be really, uncomfortable?
I don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything? Mm-hmm. Well, so they put you out, but it's a local anesthetic, means
it's
that
a
you
wake
don't.
Sedation.
It's a what?
Wake sedation.
Wake sedation.
Yeah.
Yikes. No, I tell you what. If they do anything to me, I have to be knocked out cold. I mean, they tried to go in and when I fell out of the tree and that piece of wood broke off in my leg, and they tried to pull that out with some pliers, And I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I was screaming in pain and agony, and I couldn't do it. I was a big baby. So the doctor's like, you know what? Screw this. We're just going to put you in for surgery. Have you eaten anything today? And I said no, which was a lie. You're not supposed to lie about that. That's very important because you could die.
Yeah, because you could do it like aspirate.
Yeah. So I told the doctor, no, I haven't eaten today. And so they put me under and everything went fine with that. But sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I want to open up the phone lines, 989-779-1043. 989-779-1043 is the number to get on Random Overflow. Or you could shoot us a message on Facebook at facebook.com/randomoverflow. But International Spy Day. They have a day for everything, it seems. So do you know someone who spied on another person? If so, what did they find? And did that? Did they get some pictures? Do you know someone who hired a PI or a private investigator to spy on someone? If so, what happened? We've got Elaney on the line. Yes. Elaney, welcome to Random Overflow.
I had an ex-boss.
A boss?
He actually asked me to help him spy on a couple employees.
Oh, boy.
He was told that they were not on the premises while they were on the clock.
Oh.
They were actually like going to Walmart.
Whoa.
Actually, we were told by employees
done.
That they'd seen them at Walmart. And so he had me spying on them outside of a building in the cold and snow.
So instead of working, you were spying on your co-employees. Now I gotta ask, did they ever find out? You know, tell me more.
We were like peeking around the sides of the building. Well, I came around the other side of the building and I actually scared him.
Oh no.
Because he didn't see me coming. So I scared him when I came around the other side of the building because he didn't hear me, where he was stalking those two employees.
So did they get in like trouble for that? I mean, I'd imagine you'd get in a lot of trouble.
He basically said didn't do anything. We've seen them come back. He said that he was going to return with some pink slips.
Pink slips?
And basically they were going to lose their jobs after that. And they never lost their jobs. So I ended up quitting mine.
Well, maybe I think the employer was in the wrong there. You're not allowed to pay another employee to go spy on her coworkers. There's got to be something ethically wrong with that, if not morally wrong.
They pay people to do the secret shoppers.
What's that?
You never heard of secret shoppers?
I'm just guessing what a secret shopper might be. It's that someone who goes in and kind of takes notes on how they're being treated inside the store. Is that what a secret shopper is?
What
do you know about it?
I've seen it online and stuff. So
what's a secret shopper?
Not totally sure what it is, but I've heard of secret shoppers.
989-779-1043 if you know what a secret shopper is. Let's go with Allison. Allison, you're on Random Overflow.
I actually helped one of my friends spy on her ex-boyfriend.
Can't hear her.
She was curious of where he was at because I guess he was doing a super surprise for her. And
oh.
He thought that he was cheating. But In reality, it wasn't. It was a surprise party for her. And she swear that he was cheating and everything until she found out the secret because he got her a ring for her surprise birthday party because he was going to propose to her on the day of the surprise. And, well, she kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
She knew about the ring.
She ruined everything. So she thought, you know, he was out getting some with a certain, secret lover, and he was just trying to be a nice guy and planning a surprise party. That's gotta suck for that guy. I mean, ugh. That's gotta suck for him. Right?
We were, like, following because, like, we saw him walking through, like, the mall, and we were like, what's he doing? So we just followed him. We saw him go into a jewelry store. So she thought, oh, he's going to buy it for his mistress and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not thinking in my head, no, are you sure about that? And she's like, I think so. And we go to look, and then we hear him saying, oh, yeah, I'm getting this for my girlfriend because I want to make it official. Instead of being a girlfriend, we're going to want her to be my wife. And she just thinks, she didn't think of it, like, she didn't connect the dots. But then, like, within the day of the surprise, she pops the ring, and she's like, wait, that was for me? Yeah. And everyone was like, how do you know about this ring? He didn't even tell anyone about it.
Want. Oh, man, that's going to stink. What about you, Andrea? Have you ever been spied on or been a spy of some sort?
I think all employees are spies.
Yes. Good point. I mean, because you got to look out for the company, right?
It depends. No, but I think a secret shopper is an independent contractor hired by companies to evaluate customer service, product quality.
Yeah, so like I said, they take notes on how they're treated in the store.
Cleanliness by posing as regular customers. They perform unannounced covert visits or online/phone checks to measure if operations meet brand standards, later submitting detailed reports for feedback.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I kind of had that idea.
So people get paid to go.
Would you do that? That sounds like a fun gig.
People, they apply. I mean,
I guess it's like a glorified tattletale.
Compensation pay is usually on per assignment basis, often ranging from $5 to $20 per trip, plus reimbursement for required purchases.
What if you get to keep the purchases you made?
I don't think you do. I don't know. Common industries, retail stores, restaurants, hotels, movie theaters, and financial institutions frequently use these services.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how a movie theater could do it.
Purpose is businesses use this data to improve customer experience, train staff, and ensure compliance with policy.
Wonder if anyone's ever lied about, you know, I'm a secret shopper, so you better treat me right. You see those videos, those viral videos of those crazy Walmart ladies like, I'm going to have your job. I'm going to go to your boss and you're going to be fired.
Does the process shoppers follow specific scenarios such as making purchase, asking questions, or returning an item to evaluate staff performance without revealing they are auditors?
Right.
Legitimate, highly rated companies like those listed on MSPA, America's Never Charge, to sign up.
Andrea, I gotta say thank you. My mom bought me this new wallet. She buys me a new wallet every year for Christmas. And today, you changed everything over from my old wallet to my new wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed something.
What?
One of my cards is missing.
That would be in my wallet.
In your wallet! No, I'm just joking. I'm giving you a hard time. You're allowed to take anything you want, anytime, anywhere.
No, I just can put in your wallet yet. Back in your wallet yet.
You want some of this candy?
No. It's disgusting.
The Tums candy? What flavor is this one? It smells like... Oh, it's the dark licorice. I told you the story about...
the black licorice.
My grandfather and the dark licorice, right?
Black licorice.
I should share that story real quick. So, my grandfather, he lived upstairs at our house when I was little, itty bitty, grown up. I mean, I had to be 2 or 3, and I can remember this like it was yesterday. Well, not yesterday, but I can remember it, which is pretty impressive. I have a good memory. And every day, I would go to the foot of the stairs, be like, "Grandpa, I want candy," or whatever I would say, and he'd throw me down a piece of black licorice. Well, one time, I don't know if he was up there with some lady or something, but Grandpa wouldn't come and give me my candy. And I was standing down there demanding, "Grandpa, give me my candy. Grandpa, give." And after like the 30th time, I'm like, "Grandpa, candy, please!" And all of a sudden, you just see all these black licorice just fall to the ground And he just threw a whole bunch at me to get me to shut up. He's like, shut up, kid. So I, that's my black licorice story. And so every time I taste black licorice, and I remember on last week's episode, we were talking about how black licorice is the number one flavor for jelly beans.
Disgusting.
Oh, wait.
Disgusting.
That's what you think of black jelly beans.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor? It'd have to be watermelon, right?
No, I don't like really like. I'm not big on watermelon. I like cherry or really something. Really big on
cherry. Yeah, everyone loves cherry, but if it's black licorice,
ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not big on jelly beans. Jelly beans are not my favorite.
We had a teacher, and she had this thing on her desk called the estimation jar, and it was your job to compete with your classmates and write down how many pieces of candy you thought were in the jar. It was the estimation jar. And I got sick of never winning the estimation jar. And so we would take turns on who counted the candy. So every time I would always, volunteer to be the candy counter. And I'd be like, I'll count the estimation jar. And I'd just go with my number. And like, I was smart for a kid. I would like make it a couple numbers off. I was like, oh, the number's 36. I wonder who got that one right. Oh, DJ guessed 34 or something like that. And eventually she caught on and I had to stop being the counter for the estimation jar. And then I never won candy again. And that was the thing. If you won, you got a piece of candy out of the estimation jar. And she always had like different things in there. Like my favorite thing that she had in there was those little root beer candies. You remember those? They're shaped like a little barrel.
Yeah,
they're kind of like a hard candy. Mm-hmm. And it tastes just like root beer. And that was my favorite candy that she had in the estimation jar. Of course, she, put cheap chocolate and stuff like that in there. And this is Pretzel. Yep, she was my resource room teacher. I had a resource room teacher when I was a kid in elementary school. She was with me for quite a few years. I remember she was transferred to a different school, and my parents loved her so much that they're like, we're going to transfer DJ to that school that she was transferred to. She was trying to get away from me, probably. Get me away from that kid, little demon child. But no, so there's a little bit of randomness for you on Random Overflow, talking about the guesstimation jar, estimation jar. Yesterday was sibling day. You have one sibling, your sister Kayla.
I do.
I've got two. I'm the oldest. I've got a little brother and a little sister. Have you ever blamed your sibling for something you did? What happened and how much trouble did they get in? 989-779-1043. We want to talk to you.
Oh, my brother got the blame for everything. The best one was me and my friends one night were out partying and doing stuff we shouldn't, and we drove my car through a cornfield, and when we got home, there was like corn stalks and stuff hanging out from underneath the car, and we didn't realize that they were there, and my parents were yelling the next morning about, what did you do? What happened to the car? Why is there... I'm like, I don't know. Lou had it last night. He took the blame for that one.
Blame it on brother Lou. Oh, what's wrong with you? 779-1043, area code 989. Get that number saved in your phone, too. Or send us a message at facebook.com/randomoverflow.
We were supposed to do laundry one day, and we didn't, and the window got broken. And I told my mom I couldn't do the laundry because my little brother broke the window, but I broke it by playing softball. I got told to go do the laundry and she would deal with me later. And since there was six of us, she never dealt with me. So I just had to do the laundry.
Six.
That is the greatest about being the oldest of seven.
Seven. There's six siblings. Jeez. Did you say like your grandmother had eight grandchildren?
No, she had eight kids.
Oh, eight kids. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. But eight kids, that's too many. National Sibling Day yesterday. So give a shout out to your sibling today from Random Overflow. Have you ever interrupted a quiet event or a moment? You were definitely doing it after your procedure. If so, what hilarious thing happened? 989-779-1043. Interrupting. The New York Post says golf fans are criticizing the Masters for not having barbaric rules. The current guidelines include no cell phones, no cameras, no beepers. Who has a beeper? Nobody but a doctor. And no asking for autographs. So, have you ever been at a quiet event and you weren't quiet? We want to hear from you on Random Overflow. Like I said, you can send messages, facebook.com/randomoverflow. Hey, you're on Random Overflow. What up?
A friend of mine passes away, and everybody was having a moment of silence out in front of the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Me, I pull up in my loud car, and everybody's looking at me. I can't control it. I don't have an exhaust on my car.
Oh.
They were all looking at me like, really? Did she just show up in this loud car? I'm paying my respects to the family. Leave me alone.
Leave her alone. Thank you for sharing. If you want to be on the Random Overflow radio show, send us a message or call 989-779-1043. Where were we on my... lost my notes here. Talking about interrupting quiet events. That's funny, though. You know, he's that person just pulling up with a loud exhaust. You ever have a loud exhaust on your car? I think we all have at one point in our lives.
Nope.
I did, and I tried to fix it with a soup can. Made the situation way worse. But, 989-779-1043. Hello, you're on Random Overflow.
I was getting my first massage, and I don't do anything with quietness or grace.
Oh, no.
And I was supposed to get ready and ring the bell when I was laying on the bed and ready. So pretty quiet area. Everyone was relaxing, getting their massages. And when I hopped up on the bed and threw the sheet to the side, I threw the bell across the room, and it knocked into the wall. It was very loud, and the girl who was supposed to be doing the massage came to check on me and make sure I was okay. I was. I just threw the bell.
She threw the bell. TMZ says baseball fan recently suffered an embarrassing moment during the ninth inning of the Rays-Cubs game in Florida. The fan was attempting to catch a foul ball but missed and accidentally moved 22,000 people. Mooned 22,000 people when their pants fell down. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. A stunned broadcaster team sat in silence for almost 30 seconds.
Forgot to wear the belt
today. Do we have the awkward moment clip? I want to hear it. I know it's kind of hard to, you can't really see it because it's radio, but I want to hear it. We got something. Here, check this out.
Awkward moment.
There's your awkward moment. Jingle. Oh, here's another one too.
We all have our embarrassing moments.
The most embarrassing moment of my life.
That was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
It's so embarrassing.
So embarrassed.
Yes, it's so embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
I want to hear from you. Embarrassing moments. 989-779-1043. Someone calling about a bikini bottom. We got to take that call. Let's go, Jaslyn. Hello.
My bikini bottom.
Ooh.
In front of some friends of mine. It was in Aruba on the beach.
Aruba.
And we walked up to say hi to them.
Yeah.
And the side came untied because it was new. And it just burst open right in front of them. I was like, oh my gosh.
I remember that song that you were telling me that your stepdad used to sing, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Another person losing their draws.
A couple of days ago, I took my dog to the vet and everything was fine. She just got her shots and stuff.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I took her for a walk and I was texting on my phone, so I clipped her leash to my belt buckle. And she saw a squirrel or something, and she took off running and, like, took my pants all the way down with her. and I laughed for a second, and then I noticed my neighbor sitting on their porch, and I gave them a little wave, and then I walked home.
I want to thank you for calling, by the way. I want to pull up that video of that guy accidentally mooning 22,000 people. Because they said they sat there in silence for 30 seconds. I want to see it really bad. I can't find it. I just put Rays Cubs accidentally mooned. How about we try baseball? Accidentally mooned. Cubs accidentally mooned. Hopefully it's clean and they don't drop any swear words. Here we go.
Twist off foul.
Hell no. Cause no, no, no.
Everybody okay down there?
Oh, man.
Fly ball down the right side and it'll twist off foul.
Hell no. Cause no.
You want to see the picture? Look at this poor guy. Oh, it went away. Heavy set black guy. He's so excited to get his baseball, but they blurred it for the, I think this is what, Instagram? Is this Instagram? They blurred it. What'd you say? You gotta talk on the mic. I can't hear you. I'm gonna share this, Facebook.com/randomoverflow so you can check it out. Copy link. See, this is another reason why we need a producer on the show. There we go. What are you looking up over there? Hey, are you clicking away? Yeah, so if you want to see the picture of the poor guy, the video. Facebook.com/randomoverflow. What are you looking up?
I think it's on YouTube.
Oh. I wanted to hear the awkward silence. Awkward. All right. Shall we move on? Shall we move forward? Forward, onward, let's go. I just almost belched on the air. That would have been embarrassing. It's happened before, especially on this show. All right. So, the world's best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator roasts your golf skills in honor of the Masters. A man rants about how modern kids aren't forced to spend time outdoors anymore. And a TikToker finds a new and exciting way to rage bait her cranky mom. Let's listen to that real quick. Grumpy Engineer, can we roll the water cooler audio?
The world's best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator roasts your golf skills in honor of the Masters.
First of all, you buy new clubs, but still, you chunk it. I mean, it is pathetic. It is adorable. I mean, come on, there's no two ways about it. Hey, so do me a favor, right? Stop pretending like you're Tiger Woods. You're more like Tiger Woods, bouncing all over the place.
A man rants about how modern kids aren't forced to spend time outdoors anymore.
Kids now are in the house all day long on electronic devices in your hair and in your face. And then they get 1,000 breaks from school. They got winter break, Easter break, spring break. We don't want to look at your kids today.
They got
all these breaks, and they come home to y'all. Till we get back to y'all go outside, I don't see it, y'all. I don't see no kids in the future.
A TikToker finds new and exciting ways to rage bait her cranky mom.
Mom.
What?
Have you seen my butt cream?
Why would you have butt cream?
Because I have a diaper rash.
Oh, God. I'm done.
My underwears keep sticking to my butt.
Oh, I think your underwears are sticking to your brain.
Have you seen my butt cream?
No, I haven't seen your butt cream, and don't even know what butt dream is.
Rage bait. Have you ever done that with your mom, giving her any rage bait? Just to, you know, you could have been younger too, you know, just to give your mom a hard time. I did that to my poor parents all the time. More my mom than my dad, because my dad would have whooped my butt. But with my mom, there was, are you doing your taxes over there? What are you doing? You're so busy on the computer. I'm over here trying to hold down the fort and do a radio show. You're over there on your MySpace.com. Stevie Nicks says her favorite song was inspired by the Twilight films. She says her song Moonlight was inspired by the two films in the franchise. Take a listen.
I saw the first Twilight movie on the road on a really small screen. It's kind of, you know, you don't get all the big music and everything. It's like, so I kind of got it, but not completely. Then I went to the movie theater and saw the second one. And I fell so in love with it that I went back to my room in Brisbane, Australia, sat down, and there was a piano in my room, and I wrote this song called Moonlight, and it was about Bella and Edward, and it's my favorite song.
Oh. Do you like Stevie Nicks? Ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh. No? What? What did you find?
You just found something.
What'd you find?
You want to come and see it?
No, I'll turn it up over here. Let me guess computer. All right. Your computer's hot.
No, you can't see it. You got to see it.
What is it? Just play it.
I don't think you can hear this computer.
Hopefully it's clean. Are they going to say a dirty word?
No, I can't hear it. So I don't know what they say.
All right, I'll come over there to your side of the room. What do you got? Oh, baseball. I love baseball. Pants on the ground, Cubs game. Oh, there is audio.
Fly ball down the right side, and it'll twist off foul.
Oh!
Ooh. Everybody okay down there?
I want to hear the awkward 30 second. No, oh, that's it?
Yeah, I cut it.
I wanted to hear more of the, like,
let
the
see
response.
If I can find, see
you
if
just
I...
keep going. I guess after something like that, you can't really stop the show. You got to keep going. But, yeah, an awkward moment. Awkward. Poor guy's just there to watch some baseball. And,
I hate to know that got caught, but.
What's that?
I'd really hate to know that got publicized on TV.
Well, yeah, but they have this thing called a profanity delay, but I don't know if that actually, it has to work with video too for like live performances. It's a delay where they essentially dump out of the content, and like you're watching 15 seconds after it actually happens. That way, if they dump out of the delay, they have time to essentially delete it from being viewed, or, you know, so it's called like a profanity delay. But they didn't get to that guy in time. No, we saw the whole hindquarters. Driveless, a subscription service to combat high gas prices. They're continuing to soar.
Oh,
it's getting ridiculous.
This is a radio station that actually aired it on their radio station talking about it.
Oh, okay. Can I get back to my story?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I love you. Gas prices are continuing to soar. Yeah, when you have to drive 2 hours each way to see your kids. Yeah, it's ridiculous. In a bit, we jokingly announce a new subscription service that helps you save gas money by encouraging you to stay home and never use your car under any circumstances.
Then you don't have no fun.
Grumpy Engineer, roll it.
Are you tired of spending money on gas? Yes. Of course you are. That's why there's Drive Less Plus, the world's first subscription service dedicated to helping you not go anywhere. With Drive Less Plus, you can finally break free from the burden of mobility. Our patented inconvenience reduction technology analyzes your daily plans and gently asks the question, do you really need to do that?
Nope.
After all...
Nope.
So then they don't want you to go to work?
Nope.
Oh, why drive to the supermarket when delivery's available?
Good point.
Why drive to visit a friend you don't even like?
Good point.
And why drive to a job that's only paying enough to cover the gas to get there?
Right?
I never realized that before.
Drive Less Plus syncs with your calendar and automatically cancels plans you didn't want to go to anyway. And some you did.
Well, that's okay.
Upgrade to Drive Less Plus Premium and unlock exclusive features like our commuting simulator. You'll sit in your parked car for 45 minutes while we pipe in traffic noise and a tiny hint of seasonal depression. It's just like commuting for real, but without...
Wait, what?
You still have to get out and have fresh air.
Yeah.
And do things. You can't do that.
No.
You lose your mind.
You go cray-cray.
You'll sit in your parked car for 45 minutes while we pipe in traffic noise and a tiny hint of seasonal depression. It's just like commuting for real, but without the expensive gas.
Why am I doing this?
And with our new fuel mindfulness program, you'll learn to appreciate the gas you already have by never using it.
I'm never leaving.
You'll save hundreds every month by doing absolutely nothing.
This is genius.
So sign up today, and you might even achieve our highest honor, 0 miles driven. That's right, infinity miles per gallon. It's all thanks to Drive Less Plus, reminding you that you're not stuck at home. You're just choosing not to participate in gasoline.
I choose not to participate
that's
in gasoline.
Like they want us to drive electric cars that are outrageously priced.
Yeah. Well, what kind of deal is that? The Masters, a chance to temporarily wear a hideous jacket. Don't you just love the Masters jacket?
I'm not big into golf, but I have family that loves
you
golf.
You know what color the Masters jacket is, right? You at least know that.
Isn't it like maroon? Or it's green?
Or green? Yeah, green's right. Yeah. Took you two times. You got it. You got it. Good job, hon. Anyway, the Masters tournament is currently underway in Augusta. That's where my cousin lives. I don't like Augusta. That's a boring town, but, you know... You know, everywhere is in this great country, there's so many wonderful places, but Augusta, it was boring for me. Anyway, getting back to the Masters, in a bit we goof on a famous green jacket that the golfers are competing to wear. Gotta wear that hideous green jacket. Take it away. Grammy engineer, roll it.
Every spring, the greatest golfers in the world compete at the Masters for millions. But money is temporary. The true prize is forever. A horrendous Gumby-colored green jacket.
Gumby-colored.
Well, not forever.
Not today,
they actually have to give it back. But after a lifetime of dedication, they'll win the most prestigious...
Wait, what'd you say?
Isn't the Masters today?
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. A lot of people are watching golf on TV.
Yeah, that would be my cousin.
I can't watch golf.
I have a girl at work.
Another reason
golf.
Why I don't like Augusta. This is boring.
I have a cousin that plays golf. I have her. His mom plays golf.
What about putting? Well, like putt.
I like putt.
Yeah, putt. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
I can't do regular golf.
What about the driving range? That's fun, too, to whack a ball just out of frustration.
I've never done the driving range.
No?
No.
You can pull like a Happy Gilmore?
I don't know. I don't know if I could do regular golf. I don't think I could hit a ball that far.
No.
I can.
I'll have to try it sometime. It's really cheap. You pay like, you know, $25 for a bucket of balls.
I don't know how much it is. Yeah, I wouldn't get very far.
But they pay by the bucket, and then you go out and you just hit them as far as you can with the driving club.
I'm saying I wouldn't get very far on a golf course. Like, I wouldn't get it very far. Like, they have to hit it very, like, far.
Yeah.
Like, far.
I like Happy Gilmore, but I like the second one, too. Just as much as the first one. Anyway, let's get back to this bit. Grumpy Engineer, roll the clip.
Prestigious prize in golf. At least until the clubhouse politely says, we're going to need that jacket back, champ. It's less a reward and more of a try-on. but what they won't give for the honor of briefly dressing like an assistant manager at a discount furniture store. Tailoring that boldly asks, what if curtains, but formal? These athletes have spent decades perfecting their craft for the chance to look like they sell life insurance policies. This is what they dream about as children. A bold shade of green they'll proudly display and then gently return it like they borrowed it for a middle school orchestra concert. Indeed, the pinnacle of golf is a pickle-colored rental that gives substitute math teacher. The Masters, where legends are born and fashion goes to die.
I guess the green jacket isn't all to die for, but it's they fight after that. The prestigious green jacket. And there's all kinds of stuff about golf, you know, on the interwebs today. A woman tees off with a golf-themed mom joke. What's different than a mom joke and a dad joke? Let's hear it.
Hey, why do golfers bring two pairs of pants with them?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one.
Oh, but I'm...
Disgusting!
In case they get a hole in one. That's funny. Here's some more stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger criticizes your golf game. A man does an impression of Arnold talking about how bad your golf game is. Let's listen to that. Oh, I think we already did. We had that on the water cooler audio earlier, but we can play that again.
First of all, you buy new clubs,
you buy lessons,
you buy balls, but still, you chunk it. I mean, it is pathetic. It is adorable. Hey, it's you. I mean, come on. There's no two ways about it. Hey, so do me a favor, right? Stop pretending like you're Tiger Woods. You're not. You're more like Tigger Woods, bouncing all over the place.
He's a good impersonator. Don't you think? Don't you think he's... that's talented. Of course, everyone can do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, but that guy... him and... Who's that guy from Mad TV? Will Sasso. Will Sasso does an awesome Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation.
I wish I could afford a country club. Playing golf is something that I love. Sometimes I play with my shirt untucked. There's holes in my old FootJoy glove. I've broken 88 time or two. I fix divots and obey the rules. But initiation's $50,000.
Wow.
Man, I can't afford a country.
Initiation is $50,000 to join a country club? That can't be real. Here's another parody song. Elton John's song, Rocket Man, while singing about the Masters Tournament. Ooh, here we go.
It's such a timeless sight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till tickets come my way and I finally find myself among the crowd on the 12th hole. I just wanna go see a green jacket man. A green jacket man, I guess I'll just watch it here at home.
Augusta's hot. I remember that much from Augusta, Georgia. It was really warm there.
It says, this year's Masters winner will take home around $4.2
million. Ooh. Maybe I do like golfing.
Second place will earn about $2,268,000. Players who miss the cut will receive $25,000.
Not bad. That's some scratch. For, you know, knocking a ball into a hole. A man talks about the difference between raising a child now and raising a child in his era. A man says his parents used to throw him outside and tell him to not to come back until the streetlights came on. He says children nowadays are always on their devices and underfoot. Roll the clip, grumpy engineer.
having a kid today don't make no sense because you can't put them outside and tell them don't come back in until the streetlights come on like they did us when we was kids.
Yeah.
When we was kids, we would be outside dusk until dawn, day in, day out.
Right.
We would get on them bikes and be clear across on the other side of town and nobody knew where we were and nobody even asked. As long as I was in that house, when my mama said be in that house, I was asked no questions. You can't do that today. You put them kids outside and tell them don't come in until the streetlights come on, you're going to jail.
You're
gonna come missing, you on the news, you a headline on social media. It's a completely different world. When I was growing up, the worst punishment on earth was being told you can't go outside. If it came down between a whooping or having to stay in the house, I will take the whooping for 500, Alex, because I am not sitting in this house cooped up with y'all.
I agree. What would you have chosen when you were a kid? A whooping or staying inside all day?
Staying inside all day.
Really?
I don't want a whooping.
You must have got hard whoopings.
No, I didn't want a whooping.
When I was a kid, I would much rather get a whooping. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Go ahead.
Remember how I was talking about electric cars? It says, Reuters say Tesla. Yeah.
Honey, you got to talk into the microphone.
Tesla. It says, Reuters say that Tesla is developing
is
a small...
Reuters?
Reuters, yeah. Is it?
I think it's Reuters, not Reuters.
R-E-U-T-E-R-S?
I think it's Reuters, but I'm not sure.
It says Tesla is developing a smaller, cheaper electric SUV.
Oh.
The new Model Y will be built with simpler parts and easier production to cut costs. It
still
could,
a fortune.
Could help more people buy EVs. The SUV is expected to be manufactured in China.
Oh.
It is expected to sell less than 34,000.
You remember what they said on Back to the Future? All the best things are made in China.
There you go, babe. Be a dog breath sniffer. Job pays $1,000 an hour.
Well, I'm no good at golf. So I guess I'm going to start sniffing breath. I mean, there's worse things you can sniff.
It says the New York Post says the dog food subscription service Spot and Tango is hiring a dog sniffer. They are offering up to $1,000 an hour to kiss dogs
Cha-ching!
And sniff their breath. The sniffing will occur at parks. Spot and Tango says experience in canine work helps, but is not required as our dog breath sniffer. You'll be responsible for filtering the best and worst smelling dog breath in the city. We need someone brave, bold, and nosy. Literally.
Nosy.
Literally. To get up close and personal with New York's finest canines. A strong sense of smell. If you're a chocolate barista or perfumer, you're perfect.
If you're a barista, baristas make
barista,
good,
yeah.
Good dog breath sniffers.
I guess. Well, they're sniffing coffee all day long. I guess you're me.
Getting back to that guy talking. No. I appreciate that.
Sorry,
that was a good story.
I liked it. Yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
You know what I think about that story?
Disgusting.
Yeah. But let's get back to the guy talking about the difference between raising your children now versus raising children in his era. Can we roll that clip, Grumpy Engineer?
Kids now are in the house all day long on electronic devices in your hair and in your face. And then they get 1,000 breaks from school. They got winter break, Easter break, spring break. We don't want to look at your kids today break. They got all these breaks, and they come
on your kids
because they
break.
Don't even have adequate after-school programs like they did when I was a kid. I would be in school after school until 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, come home, eat something, do homework, get up and do the same thing again next day. I was not in my mama's face all day long. And I'll be honest with y'all, until we get back to that, till we get back to y'all go outside and don't come in until the streetlights come on, don't run in and out and drink some water out of a water hose because it makes you stronger, until we get back to that, I don't see it, y'all. I don't see no kids in the future.
No. You're going to be proud of me. I didn't drink water out of the garden hose today. And I always drink water out of the garden hose.
Yeah, don't let it run a while because that hose has been put up for the winter.
It's the first time the water hose has been on all winter. You don't want to take a gulp out of that. You got to wait, you know, at least a month of water running through it every day before it's safe.
Yeah. It says raising a kid now costs over $300,000.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh.
Maybe in certain circumstances, maybe average, but no, it's more than that. No. Here's a hilarious toddler declares himself to be a serious man. Young Georgie tells his mommy that he is no longer a boy. He proudly proclaims that he is a serious man.
Kids now are in the house all day long on electronic devices.
That's the wrong one, Grumpy Engineer. Play the serious man one. I want to hear the little kid, please.
What'd you say?
I'm not a bully. I'm a serious man.
Really?
Yes.
Since when?
Right now.
Since right now?
Yes. I'm a serious man.
Aw, that was cute. I remember reading one of the reports that my teacher wrote up about me. I don't know why this is always stuck in my head, but I was on a bicycle and I rolled up to my teacher, and I guess they had like tricycles and like cars that you could ride in outside. It was like a preschool. And I remember reading this, and it talks about me pulling up to the teacher and wanting a pack of cigarettes and some beer. And the teacher goes, "You're a little boy." And apparently, allegedly, I said, "No, I'm a grown man." So I can relate to that young man. He's very ambitious. Woman asks cranky mom where her butt cream is. We already played that. But is there more? Was there more to that?
Yeah, you don't.
No, you don't want to listen to that. Was there? But I was wondering if there was more audio to that story. But yeah, so she was just being mean to her mom, giving her a hard time. Mom, have you seen my butt cream? Anyway, TikToker rage baits wife while I need to learn from this guy. Wife while announcing a 5-hour trip to Home Depot. TikToker Dave sent his wife Janie into an instant cash out mode, or excuse me, Janie into instant crash out mode after telling her that they would be spending the next 5 hours together at Home Depot. She had a look of utter disgust on her face. I can only imagine. If I told you we were going to a Radio Shack for 5 hours, you'd probably have utter disgust on your face.
Hi, my name's Dave, and I'm going to spend 5 hours looking at power tools in Home Depot today.
Come on. No, you said we're going in for one thing. You need a hinge for the door.
No, I'm going to, well, I'm looking for a hinge, and then I'm going to meander over to the power tools and then see what kind of new stuff I can get for my backyard. And yep, nope, that's what we're doing at Home Depot.
Come on. And then he's
nope, I'm going to spend 5 hours and $1,000 at Home Depot today.
Yeah, I could see you acting that way if I said we're going to a radio store, buy me some new radios. Woman wishes people were like vampires. TikToker Taylor makes a few valid points about why vampires seem to have life completely figured out. She wishes humans were more like vampires. Take a listen to this one.
Hi, my name's Dave, and I'm
Grumpy Engineer. Roll it.
Vampires have it exactly right, okay? Avoid excessive sun exposure. Yeah. Stick to whatever sleep schedule works best for you.
Right.
Only show up at someone's house if you are expressly, explicitly invited. More of you should be more like vampires.
I am a vampire. All right, my dear lady. I think we messed up enough of the interwebs today. And we can call it quits. Since I finally enticed you to come into the studio, you were like not feeling it at all. Are you happy you did the show with me?
I'm fine.
You're fine? What'd you find over there? Do you have anything you want to play before we wrap things up?
No.
No? Nothing at all?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, this is Random Overflow. Facebook.com/Random Overflow. Facebook.com/Random Overflow. Send us a message. Check out our Facebook Live videos there. And you can listen to all the radio shows at MyMichiganPodcast.com. Just click on Random Overflow. That's MyMichiganPodcast.com. Click on Random Overflow. That's just about it. That's going to do it for us. Anything else?
No.
You're done? All right. I'll zip it.
Thanks for tuning in to Random Overflow. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomoverflow.